When Carl von Dorn so ably exposed Lou Gilder and had him arrested on several counts, he decided that a vacation should be in order. So to Palm Springs, famous desert resort, he has taken Robin, Jimmy, Whitey Evans, and Margie Knight. The first day they all spent basking in the comforts of idleness. But to their dismay and disappointment, Jimmy's editor called that evening and demanded that he return to Hollywood to cover the preliminaries of the Gilder trial. And so poor Jimmy had to leave. This afternoon, Carl has ordered horses brought to the hotel. They're going for a ride through the canyons. Impatiently, Robin and Carl are waiting for Whitey to return. He's been absent for some time now.
When are the horses going to be here, Carl?
Well, I see no need to order them until Whitey returns from wherever he's been.
Well, he's probably wandered off someplace. He's simply fascinated with Palm Springs.
If he does not come very soon, I order the horses and we ride without him.
Look down there. I've been over around the swimming pool, by his room, through the lobby, and everywhere else.
Well, he'll be along. He knows about it, doesn't he, Margie?
Oh, sure.
Well, surely he knows what time it is now.
No, probably not. I told him distinctly to be here at 4:30.
And so did Carl.
Well, you can search me. I don't know where he is. Probably off hunting lizards.
There, that is him, is it not?
Where?
I think it is, isn't it, Margie?
Oh, well, gosh, it looks like him. But is he smoking a pipe?
Well, pipe or not, that's Whitey.
Yeah, it is. I go order the horses to be sent around.
Well, what do you suppose Whitey's doing smoking a pipe?
And look, just clouds of smoke pouring out of him. Oh, Whitey!
Yeah?
Hurry up!
I'm coming fast as I can.
Well, make it faster. We've been waiting for you for hours.
We're going riding, Whitey. Didn't you know that?
Yeah, I know it, but I kind of got stalled off down that way talking to some guys, and I forgot what time it was. Where'd Carl go?
To order the horses. And what are you doing smoking that pipe?
Yeah, I was wondering if you'd notice it.
Well, a blind man couldn't miss it.
I didn't know you smoked, Whitey.
Well, I'm thinking of taking it up.
Well, don't blow that smoke the other way.
For heaven's sake, it smells like something of fire. like worn-out rubber bands. Phew, Whitey.
Gosh, don't you like it?
No. And if you're going to take up smoking, go behind some barn and learn how.
Well, I was looking at myself in a mirror downtown, and I didn't think I looked so bad. Now, watch. I think I can blow rings. Look.
I don't think it improves you a bit, Mr. Evans.
Now, look.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful? Just like a cloud of smoke from a factory chimney.
Exactly.
And point it the other way.
Well, gosh, I can blow rings.
Whitey, why don't you just take it easy? You don't have to keep puffing that thing every second.
Oh, but I like it. This smoke tastes just as sweet as chocolate malt. Want a puff?
Oh, Whitey.
Well, maybe you'd like it if you ever tried. Anyway, it gives some class to me, huh?
Well, it's not particularly a beautiful ornament, Whitey.
Don't you think so?
Well, frankly, no.
Look. That went a ring.
Well, that wasn't your fault.
Where did you get that pipe?
From one of those guys I was talking to.
What guys?
Well, you know where the springs are?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I was talking to a bunch of Indians down there.
Indians?
Yeah, awful nice guys, too. I think I've just about smoked her out.
Mm-hmm. And us, too. Why don't you give it a rest?
I'm going to load her up again. My tongue maybe is feeling a bit raw in front, but I'm going to smoke her anyhow.
Well, I should think your tongue would be raw. It's bad enough just to smell that thing. Where did you get it?
Off one of them Indians.
You mean it's not new? He'd been smoking it?
Yeah, why? He was an awful nice sort of guy. His name's Rainwater.
Well, give it back to Drainwater, whatever his name is, and you quit smoking it.
Oh, I can't give it back to him. It'd be like being an Indian giver.
Well, let him keep whatever you paid for it, then.
Well, I can't very well. I made a trade with him for it.
A trade?
Yeah, I traded him my cufflinks, see? Yeah, I got to get him pinned up.
You mean to tell us you traded your cufflinks for that awful old pipe?
Oh, them cufflinks was only imitations, Robin. They weren't emeralds, just green bottle glass. Got a match, Marty?
Now, you know I haven't. And what's more, you aren't going to smoke that awful thing around me. We're going horseback riding just as soon as Carl gets here.
Well, can't I smoke while I ride horseback?
Not that thing you can't smoke.
I think I'd give it up for a while, Whitey. You are looking a little pale in the face.
What do you mean? I'm getting sick?
Robin's right. You are a little pale.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't see why I should be. I'm feeling fine. Why? Now, what was that? You don't suppose I'm getting those hiccups back, do you, Mark?
I think you'd better stop smoking that pipe. That sounded like thunder before the storm.
Oh, here comes Carl.
Oh, I don't see the horses.
He's ordered them. Oh. They'll come from this way. The stables are down there somewhere around those palms.
Oh, gosh. Gee, Carl looks swell in those riding clothes, Robin.
He does, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Carl, he's a terribly romantic figure. Oh, he's not my type, I know, but...
There's something. That's Carl, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ready to go, Carl?
Yeah, the horses be here any time. Well, where did you go, Whitey?
Well, I was just down there with the Indians.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing. Why? I think.
Whitey, are you all right?
Why, certainly. Don't I look it?
No, you're getting paler. You should see yourself.
What's the matter?
He's been playing with fire and smoke. Come here, Whitey. Come on, sit down on this bench.
Well, now that you do say it, I think I did get dizzy all at once. My head's... Now, I know that path don't run up that way.
No, of course it doesn't. Here, lean against this tree.
No, I think I better sit down someplace, huh?
Oh, dear.
I think I better lay down. Oh.
Oh, Whitey, you're as white as a sheet.
Here, loosen his collar, hmm?
Yeah.
The boy needs air.
I think I'm feeling pale. Oh, I know I am.
Oh, my.
Just beginning to happen all at once.
There, there, that's right, Whitey.
What's happened?
Oh, well, you're just a little dizzy. There. Does that feel any better?
No, and I wish things would keep still. That tree ain't supposed to be that way.
Oh, would you like a little water to drink?
Maybe a cloth wrung out and placed on his head would ease him, huh, Whitey?
Yeah, gosh, something sure happened to me all at once.
Well, how about a drink of water, huh?
No, I can't even hold my hand on my stomach. Oh, this ain't awful. I think I'm going to die.
Oh, no, you're not either.
Oh,
what am I laying on?
On the ground.
No, I'm laying on something that's digging a hole in me.
Huh? Here, let me see. What is this, a pipe?
Whitey's been smoking it.
Yeah, but don't talk about it now. I think that's what did it. Oh, I feel green now, and so does my mouth.
Well, I warned you.
Here come the horses.
Oh, this just about serves you right.
No, I ain't getting any sympathy, and I feel awful. Oh. I just want to lie here and maybe die by myself.
Oh, no, Whitey, not die.
I think I'm getting the chills, oh. And I feel awful hot.
Hold your hand.
You go on and go riding. I'm going to die, I hope.
I wonder how white he is now, Carl.
Probably all right.
That was sweet of Margie to stay with him. She's a nice kid.
Yeah. Now look, from here, look back. You can see the whole valley in which Palm Springs lies, eh?
Oh, look, Carl. I had no idea we'd ridden up so far. Mm. Isn't that a sight?
Oh, boy. There. Now you get an idea of the country around us, eh?
Uh-huh. And that's Palm Springs. My. It looks like a city in miniature, doesn't it? Aren't all those red tile roofs beautiful from here?
Yeah. Over there, you see that tower?
Mm-hmm.
That's the El Mirador Hotel. You see the pool?
Oh, yes. Is that the swimming pool?
Looks like a tiny square diamond from here, hmm? That's the main street along that way. Well, back here, almost under us, is our hotel. We might pick out our bungalow from here. It should be... No, you cannot see it now.
It's down around those palms, isn't it?
Yeah. We dismount, huh? And go over by the edge?
Oh, Carl, I don't think... Well, isn't it just a sheer drop down?
No, wait. I helped you down off your horse.
Well...
Now, give me your hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Just let the bridle lie on his neck. That's good. Now, swing off. There you are.
Oh, my head. Feels funny to be on the ground again. Oh, look out, Carl. Don't go too near the edge.
I won't. Come, it's all right. There's a little slope, but that's all.
You're sure?
Yeah. Here. Take my hand.
Let me see. Oh, that's not so bad.
Maybe we sit down here, hmm?
So near the edge?
Well, we lean against this pine tree.
Well, do... All right, Carl.
Here, give me your arm.
Mm-hmm.
Whoop, careful. That's good.
Wait a minute. Now, right beside me. We're still pretty close to that edge, don't you think?
No, but if you would feel better, I would hold on to you.
Well, I would feel better.
There.
lovely here. So still. We seem so far away.
There's no one else but us. All that down below is too far away. It does not exist. It is not powerful.
Mm-hmm. And it's all so beautiful.
Yeah. So very, very beautiful.
But Carl, you're not looking at it.
I know. Nothing exists, Robin. Just you and me.
It does seem that way, Carl. Just you and me.
I love you, Robin.
I know it. And I'm glad.
I've always loved you. Always. It has been so. It will be so. Always.
And I love you. It has been so. It will always be so.
Robin. Robin, darling.
Oh, Carl.
And so Carl Von Dorn and Robin Radcliffe declare their love for each other. And Jimmy, will he find out? Listen to the following thrilling chapters.